Wagwan speakers, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! I'm super, super excited for this episode. This is episode 54. Yeah. It's a good thing. So, shout out. I'm super excited. I have guests, as you can see. You guys requested for guests. And who am I? Who am I? Meaning, nani? Like, I have guests. So, shout out to Lake City Studios. They're shooting at Lake City Studios. It's located opposite Hay City Studios. So, if you want to shoot video, podcasts, if you're a musician, if you want to learn how to play the instruments, the band, we all do that here at Lake City Studios. So shout out to them. I'm going to leave their social media handles on the description box and I'm going to leave their logo there. So I'm super excited for this episode. Welcome, my guests.
What up?
What up? What up? What up? What
up?
To me, sign language. I started with my left, and let me start with my right. Introduce yourself, Mister.
Oh, okay. So my name is Michael Okoth. Yes, I'm. I'm Michael Okoth. Let me just.
What do you do? Tell us.
Oh yeah. Wow. Okay. I'm a YouTuber.
Okay.
I'm also a journalist. Mm. Yes. That's what I do.
Nice.
Yes, yes.
Benjamin.
Okay, my name is Benjamin. Benjamin Silva.
Oh, this is the Benjamin I've been talking about on the podcast. The biggest fan. He made it. He made it to an episode. So you see, this is what you get for being a big fan. You get to have a show.
For sure. My name is Benjamin Simba Ondeng. I'm a social worker. A mentor, I'm an author. I wrote a book called These Are My Thoughts when I was 16 years old, making that paper.
You have book?
Hell yeah.
Bro, I didn't know.
Sure.
Is it like printed?
Yeah, it's printed.
You have a book?
For sure.
Kai, what was I doing when I was 16? Mike, what were you doing when I was 16 years old?
I think I was
adolescent. I was going through adolescence and looking for boys and having pimples on my face.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That's so nice. So welcome to the episode. How are you guys feeling?
Good. I'm easy like Sunday morning.
I love your energy. Happy Sunday.
Sure.
On a Sunday morning. Sunday, yes. You guys were shooting this on Sunday and it's 6. So it's like 6 p.m. By then, let me just say this on the episode. Thank you guys for coming first. Thank you for being patient. You guys, they came so early and then I had like production, everything, like nilikwana, a lot of things. Mm. And then they were just patient and they waited. So shout out to you guys.
Thank you so much.
Mm. So how is your Sunday? Did you go to church?
Yes, yes.
Church. Benja, did you go to church?
To be real, nah.
Why? That's why you want to miss going to church. But speaking of church, I started, I think last year was ending, I was talking to you guys about how if there's one thing I never joke about, it's God. Mm-hmm. And I never joke about God, and I never joke about Christianity, I never joke about religion. Mm-hmm. I never joke about faith. Like, matters God, me, I never like jokes about it. Mm-hmm. Because I'm a Christian, and me, I believe in God.
Yeah,
I love God. I've seen what God has done in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'm always not sure about it. Mm-hmm. Like, kwanza historia tunasemanga ati squeezy kanisa, like church is overrated. Because there's this, I'll talk about it. If I start, I'm gonna talk a lot. Like church is overrated. People nowadays is a religion and stuff. I don't not feeling it, but because me personally, ni God man.
Yeah, for sure.
But like the things God have done in my life, like I believe in God. Me, I love God, and I'm not sure about it. Mm. So that's even why we're talking. We're here on this episode today because. I want us to dive into deep into like Christianity, into religion. Yeah. How is it being a child of God, living in God's word? Like, how is it for us young people? Because this podcast is about personal development and personal. You have to develop if you can develop financially, if you can develop intellectually. What about spiritually?
Yeah.
Spiritual growth is also important. So this episode is about God. It's about our spiritual growth. Speakers, I got you.
For sure.
This episode is about spiritual growth. We want to digest and ingest and talk about being a Christian.
Yeah.
Being a Christian young person. Being a Christian young man. Being a Christian young lady. How is it? How do I cope? Like, what it takes? Like, all that. So welcome to the episode.
Thank you.
Shout out to all for you guys for coming. Shout out to Nina. Nina was supposed to be on this episode, but she went on a mission, guys. Look at what people, look at what people are doing on Sundays.
Yeah,
oh, God, you know, what are you doing in your life on Sundays? Just watching movies. People are going on mission. She went on a mission. So shout out to you, Nina. Yeah. We miss you here. You're gonna come on another episode. We miss you here, and shout out, and keep doing a good work. Keep doing God's word. Mm-hmm. God's work. Yeah.
For sure.
So welcome.
Thank you.
So just about Christian, let's just go straight to the point.
Let's go.
Start like. From growing up, how did you understand Christianity?
Oh man, like for me, I'll definitely say mine is actually an interesting story. My late grandfather, God, you know, rest in peace, my late grandfather, Richard Ondeng, he was originally from a non-Christian home. And his father, which is my great grandfather, didn't actually want him at all to do anything about Jesus. So, initially, some missionaries came to Kenya during that time, and we asked him, they told him, if you let us pay for him to go to school, because my grandfather actually wanted to go to school, but his father, which is my great-grandfather, said that, no, I'm not going to school, you're going to be taking care of cows, and this is where your life is going to be. So my missionaries, you know, they were smart. They were smart. They still talked to my late grandfather's dad and said, if you let us pay for the school fees to enter this Christian school, then we will support you. My late grandfather decided to go to missionary school because to please his dreams. He wanted to study. He wanted to get out of that situation. So my great-grandfather saw that these guys are white, they have money, let him go. Okay. And that's how Christianity... But he became a Christian when he became elderly and was dying. And that's how he became a Christian. But he did so much for the community just by those few short time he was living.
Before even I go to Mike, my summer truth, like, about how it's originated from your great-grandparents.
Oh, for sure, man.
From your grandparents. Yeah. Yeah. And... it has always been a norm, like, we adapt from our parents, especially when our parents choose the church for us. Like, if you grew up going to this church,
sure,
that's how we're going to grow up.
For
at times, as an individual, now, that's why, last year I was even talking about this. Like, me, I went to church last year for the first time when I came back to church. Mm-hmm. I went back to church after like 3 years. The last time I was at church was in 2020. You remember when 2020 COVID hit?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The
churches
were closed down. Yeah. I never went back to church since they were closed down. So last year was when I went back to church after 3 years. It's even nice that you wrote that issue about Christianity coming from your grandparents and parents.
Yeah.
Because growing up, we've always been going to church because our parents are going to church.
Exactly.
They chose the religion for us.
Exactly.
They chose like the church to go. Like your parents are going to deliverance, you're going because your parents are going. They always chose that for us.
Yeah.
But I was even saying on this podcast last year, last year was the first time I went to church alone as an individual. I made the decision alone as an individual, as an adult, that I want to go to church. Because the last time I was in church was in 2020. You remember when COVID hit?
Yes, yes.
When they locked down the churches, I never went back to church. So last year, after 3 years, that's when I went back to church as an individual. I just made a decision like, me, I'm going to church.
Yeah.
Man, need God. Me, I'm going to church. Like, and I'm choosing this church. Shout out to Sitam. That's when I made the decision I'm going to church. So growing up, like, have you ever had an accurate explanation of what salvation is?
Sadly no because for me, I grew up in a Christian background. My mom was saved, let me say my mom was saved, but my dad was not. So growing up in that background made me, just like Benja is saying, made me actually know or go to church because my parents were going to church. Yeah. So that's how everything came to be for me. Yeah. But I made that decision when I was in Form 1. So I made that decision not to follow my mom's probably faith, in quotes, but actually now go to church and now be saved at that point in Form 1.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
So to you, salvation was like, be saved.
Yes, salvation for me was like, be saved, do good things, go to heaven.
Basically, even me, do good, be good, that's what salvation
was
to me.
Yes.
Be obedient to your parents.
Obey your parents.
What about you, Ben?
Oh man, that's actually interesting. I like my Cope's actually story, because mine is just almost similar. My dad was give his life to Christ when he came a mzee, old age. Mm. But my mom was, praise the Lord, reading the Bible every day. Like, my mom was really into Christ. So I had also, because of that, I had freedom, a little bit freedom to go to church if I wanted or not. Mm-hmm. When I was a child. So when I was a child, I could use an excuse and say, nah, I just want to chill home with your dad. But you know, African parents, my mom was like, shut up, Ben, you're going to church. So at first, I actually went to church. I went to teens camp. I went to youth camp. Bro, like, I did all 9 things. Baptism, I was a choir boy. I did all that to please my mom, because that's what my mom said it was to do.
Yeah,
but when I came, and to be honest, when I came an adult, actually, I never got saved for so many years until, 2 years ago when I got saved. Wow. Already when I came an adult and grown up. But I would say the reason why I got saved is not even because of my mom. Because originally growing up, I actually hated going to church. Because I felt like, I'm restricted by mom and I have to follow rules. But when I moved out and the freedom and the power, I started just realizing an interesting emptiness of gaining it all. As an adult, I'm not saying I'm rich, but then as an adult, I, have a great job, doing well. And I did the whole thing. I did the clubbing scene, I did the partying scene, I did the getting the girls scene, all that. In the end, it didn't leave me fulfilled. It actually left me more empty. So I realized I will never get over this emptiness. There's always an emptiness. Even when I was going to church when I was a child, there's always an emptiness in me. So when I was an adult, I reached a place where not badly financially, but my personal life was just kind of out of control. So it gave me the realization that actually these worldly things are not going to take the emptiness out of me. And that's when I saw a movie called Anticipated by Will Smith.
Okay.
And it is about a slave who gave his life to Christ. And when I saw that movie, I saw myself in him. I saw as a slave to the devil. I saw as a slave to the world. I was a slave to my own worldly things that didn't give me happiness. And I'm just like, man, this guy is just exactly like me, looking for freedom. And I had they played a song, my best hymn. It's called Amazing Grace.
Mm-hmm.
By a South African choir called Soweto.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not going to lie, I had that song and tears came from my eyes. I started crying. And I just like, Christ, I said out loud, God, you know wherever you are, if you know where I'm at right now, and in my bedroom saying this, find me right now. I called someone, I told them, I want to give my life to Christ. She told me, Ben, say these prayers. I say that prayer. 31 years old, man, give my life to Christ.
Oh,
I saved.
That's nice. Mm. That's nice. So, how has your life changed since you gave your life to Christ?
Wow. now my backstory is a bit, I know whenever I tell people this, they don't believe me. But my backstory is I was bad. I was a party animal.
Wow.
Guy, I
didn't know.
I there was a time I smoked bang once. I wish I never smoked again.
Wink wink.
Yeah, so it was hectic. It wasn't a good life to live. Like Bebenja said, you feel lost, you feel exhausted, you feel like you're fighting a battle, but you don't know what battle they are fighting. Yeah, you're always chasing freedom. So that for me it really changed after that when I gave my life to Christ. Then that life didn't really drastically change. Yeah, but mdogo mdogo or pole pole, it wasn't a Paul or Saul's experience. You know, Paul and Saul's experience was a drastic one. Yeah, akupewa hata time ya kuka. Yeah, but it came by pole pole as I grew, till my life is changed now. So I can't really put as a pin on something, but I can just say slowly by slowly, reading the word, of course, praying and going to church. Yes.
Yeah.
How has your life changed?
Oh, man. My life has changed big time, but gradually. I'll definitely say, because even before I got saved, actually, I was extremely, promiscuous guy. That if it wasn't for the grace of God, maybe I could have died, Mazi.
Wow.
I could have gotten diseases and just died.
Mm.
And so when I got saved, it is not an immediate thing that, oh, now my lust has gone.
Mm.
It is a gradually thing. But what changed was I stopped having this impulsive, lustive spirit I had. I stopped looking at girls and immediately wanted to sleep with them. It is a certain control that God gave me gradually. And I had peace also. I'll tell this right now. I'm not ashamed to say it. I used to be depressed. I used to have my depression.
Yeah, me too.
For many years.
Yeah.
And I was suicidal. Mm. So I used to take a lot of pills for antidepressants. It used to level me. So for me, that's what I was going through when I got saved. And when I got saved, the depression at one point went even before I got saved by a prayer of a family friend. She prayed for me and gradually the depression went, but I was not saved yet. So when I got saved, pole, I started having some peace. And I started having like no longer an anxiety.
Mm.
I felt for the first time hope. And that's what it is. I went through, a desert, went into that bar, drank, told God, forgive me. Went for 1 week without it, went back to the bar. Until slowly, pole, it leveled me, and now I'm a free man. I don't have any sexual addiction.
Mm, that's nice. I think for me, how my life has changed, I think it's like 360. 360, it has changed like 360. Because I think I'll say, I was 10 years old. No, I was not.
Yeah.
Me, for the first time, I was really like, actually, it was last year. That was last year when I joined church.
Mm-hmm.
And I came from a really dark place. Like, and my friends were asking me, hey, you need to go to kanisa. And come here, bro. I'm the one who knows. I'm the one who knows what I want in my life.
Yeah.
I think even it's this podcast. At the time, I think I had lost my job. I used to work at a radio station. I talk about it every time. I used to work at a radio station, and then I lost my job abruptly. So a lot of things were happening at the time, losing my job, and I didn't know how I'm going to pay my bills. And then I felt like I was in a dark place. And the worst part about losing my job was like, I couldn't tell anyone.
Mm.
I didn't have someone I could talk to.
Yeah.
Like, bro, okay, I want to cry. I lost my job. I didn't have that person like I could call and talk to. I think for me, how my life has changed after receiving Christ, I think it's a whole 360 degrees. Because I won't lie and say that my life, I got saved when I was 10 years old or when I was a kid or when I was in high school. No, I would lie about that. The first time I really got saved was last year when I went back to church. And it came from a deep place. I think at the time I was like in a very dark place. I felt so lost. I had lost my job, first of all. I'd lost my job. And the worst part was that I lost my job abruptly. So it like took me by surprise. I lost my job abruptly. And then a lot of things were happening. So after losing my job, I was like, how am I going to pay my bills? And the worst part about losing my job was like, I didn't have someone I could cry to. Like, bro, I lost my job. I didn't have someone to console me. Like, I lost my job. I couldn't think of anyone I could call. That was it was worse than losing my job. Like, not having that person that I could call, someone to comfort me, I didn't have that. So I was like, if I can't get any human being to do that, it's only God. I had to turn to God.
That's
when I was like, hey God, me I need you, Manzi. Me I need you. Me if I may pick up, I really need your guidance. So that's when I went back to church. That's when I like fully gave my life to Christ. I was like, God, I'm lost. There's something I wanna do. I don't know where to start. I don't know where to start. I don't even know what to do. So that's when I really went, but I that's how I say getting saved, that's how it has changed my life. Giving my life to Christ, it changed me because I had I got a perspective. At the time, I think I lost my job. I was like, I felt lost. Like, what do I do? I felt like I had no purpose. What am I going to do? I was crying. I was depressed. I wouldn't even lie. I was depressed. I was crying. I was like, should I go back to Chicago? What do I do?
Yeah.
So I turned to God and I prayed to God, like, God, I have... No, so at the time, of course, I was still doing podcasting, but I didn't take it seriously at the time. Like, it was just... I didn't, like, take it, like, as much as... Like, see, it was just there. I used to do it casually, like, really casually, because I have a podcast here, casually. Mm. So at the time, I was praying to God, I've lost my job. What do I do? What next? Like, what next, God? Like, I need to know what you want me to do to be at the right place at the right time, what you need me to do. So I prayed to God. I told God, okay, I have this podcast. I lost my job, but I have this podcast, which I really think is dope, which is because me in this podcast was it came from a place which was it came from a dark place when I was in a dark place. I started it when I was also in a dark place. Yeah. So that's when I turned to God and told God, I have this podcast. Should I be doing this? Am I in the right path? Should I just show me, just give me the sign that I need, like, I'm dedicating this thing to you. I'm dedicating my life to you. I need to know if I'm on the right path. I need to know if what I'm chasing is the right thing for me. Job Ishaisha, me, I've moved on. I've lost my job. I've cried. We move on. So that's when I really gave my life to Christ and started praying. I started depending on God fully.
Yeah.
Like, how my life changed after giving my life to Christ was I started depending on God fully. When I don't have the, like, I just pray me, like, when I pray me, it's not stress. After praying, I'm like, God, Nishangia, God, like, God got it. So that's how, like, it really changed. So when I'm stressed, me, I just pray. So that getting that comfort, I got that comfort from God. That, He comforted me, like, you got this. Like, I'm with you now. Like, you got this. So that's like, and I really saw how, like, giving my life to Christ really changed last year. Because last year, this podcast was the big, it was so big last year. I won an award. Like, God, like, answered those prayers. Because I prayed to God and told God, show me a sign. Am I doing the right thing? So having those, that was God answering my prayer to me. Like, it comforted me. So that's how it has changed me. Like, comfort. I got comfort from God. I felt secure being with God. When I'm praying, I feel like I'm good because I got to be secure with God. I'm preaching, God. I'm preaching. After this episode, I'm going to give me pastor. I'm going to preach.
Yeah.
Have you been baptized?
Yes, at 12 years old. Yeah.
Yes, I have been baptized.
How old were you when you were baptized?
When I was Form 1. Yes. Form 1. So I was baptized by immersion. And it's scary sometimes because unaingishwa kwa maji.
I don't think I've been baptized unless my mom baptized me, took me for baptism when I was young, but I don't remember. I don't have photos.
So,
I don't
think. So I've been baptized by immersion. Nimeingishwa inaitwanga, it's called kutumbukizwa. Yeah. So I've been baptized by immersion. It's a good experience.
It's a good experience.
So, yes.
Being baptized, you've also been baptized.
Yeah.
So how is it like finding your identity in Christ? Mm-hmm. Do you struggle with it? Finding identity in Christ, like, how, like, that's something I also struggle with, honestly. As much as I love God, as much as that, but I always feel like I'm struggling. Mm-hmm. Do you struggle?
Yes, I do. One of the things that young people need to realize is this is a foreign life. Yeah, it's not a life that you are umezoya. It's a really foreign life. So you have to take it slow. I do struggle. Finding the balance. Yeah, because I remember when I was growing up, I was too churchy. Very churchy. So finding the balance of making friends. Yeah, because you are taught you only make friends with people who are good. Yeah. You don't keep the wrong company. Bad company. You are told bad company corrupts good moral. And all that. So I was a churchy guy. Yes.
Did you struggle for identity?
100%. Especially mine is actually both. Mine is on family side and society side. I come from a secular background. I come from an extremely secular culture. Knowing that my late father, knowing that my dad became a Christian years later after I moved out, you know, I've grown up in that house where it's like dad is a non-Christian and all the community is also non-Christian. So they're not feeling this Christianity burn, you know. Mm. So it's very shocking to them still today, and mm-hmm. a struggle and sense of that, you know, even being pure with the temptations, and also having trained to live right with all the distractions, the forces of your secular family mm-hmm. telling you, manze, burn, stop believing in God. Your culture telling you not to believe in God. Our generation
yeah.
that says believing in God is not cool. So up to this day, it's a struggle.
Yeah, I also struggle a lot.
Yeah.
Especially for me as an individual. Me, I always say I'm an individual who has like a lot of personalities. I have multiple personalities. Do you guys have multiple personalities?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
I think everyone has multiple personalities. Yeah, so far, you know, like I have four personalities. Yeah. So I think finding the balance is always so hard for me. Like, especially in this concert, because I feel like I have to always... there's this podcast, there's Awiti, this podcast, there's Awiti, there's the girl called Awiti that people see of unspoken, that girl. Yeah. But when I go out there, I have to be, I feel like I always have to be someone that people expect me to be, the other girl that people expect me to be, or I have to leave the things that are, like, things, how people view me here. They're different. So for me, it's finding the balance has been always so hard. I've always been struggling with it, and it has always, like, in Anfanyanga, sometimes I doubt myself. Yeah. I feel like, am I doing the right thing? Yeah. Yeah. Like, kuna msukosuko. So finding the balance is really hard. But how do we, I'm always trying to think, like, how do you find the balance? Like, so what do you do? Do you, like, just accept, like, kuna just accept through, ama, how do you do it?
I think you just accept yourself and accept that you are born again. In this, I call it a perverse generation. A case in study is in the book of Daniel, where these people were brought from another place. So they were aliens that time, and they came to a land that they didn't know. Yeah, and the worst thing is this king changed their names. So the names that they had were changed. And then they had to learn another language, So it was hard for them during that time to find their identity. But I think for them, on the other side, it was easy for them because there is a way of life they had when they were brought out of exile. So I think the only way we can find our identity is by, number one, accepting who we are. We accept that we are born again. And then, of course, number two, we're able to live that life, that new life that we have been given. Yes, those are just accept.
Yeah, because I feel like I'm always strugging to step into the identity that have of us.
Yes, yes.
Instead of just be yourself.
Yes.
Because you're not perfect. As much as you're a Christian, as much as you're saved, you're not perfect.
Now, I think that's where the misconception is, because you realize that Christians... there's a standard they have been given. Yeah. If a chief, so sorry for if a chief or somebody else does a mistake, it might be lenient to them. Yeah. But if a pastor is found at a lodge with somebody, there's a problem.
Any pastor.
Yes. So
any pastor kanisa gani?
Yes. So that is where we get it wrong. Yeah, there is too much standard for us.
And too much judgment.
Yes, and too much judgment for us. Yeah.
Let's talk FOMOs, fear of missing out. I have an episode here on this podcast where I talked about FOMO, because I think I was talking about the things I've done that I'm not really proud of, but I did them because I had that fear of missing out. Fear of missing out. So is there something you feel like you're always missing out on because you're a Christian? I wish I could do this, but because I'm saved, people are going to say this. Because I'm saved, I can't get to do this. So is there something that you always feel like you're missing out on? Because you're a Christian.
Yeah, let me keep it real. 100%. Like, I can see all of them. Like, there's a time actually I remember very well. There's this, hey, this is good. There's this time, you know, in high school, in high school. Manze, it was like almost like a trophy if you lose your virginity now. Yeah. True. You know? It's like, yeah, man, I need a guy.
Yeah.
So, like, even in high school was buffing me up. Hey, man, you're not done yet, Benja. I'm going to say you're not done yet. So, me, I am in high school, by the way, opposite to who I am now. I was completely shy. Totally introvert. Mike doesn't know that because he met me just later.
I met him when he's bubbly.
Yeah. So, like, I was, like, shy, but I was like, I have to do this because I want you to be accepted in the high school. Don't you be like, these guys are not, Mazay, you know? So I went to this chick, hey, and ruined my clothes. I didn't even know what I was doing.
How old are you?
I was 16 years old.
You started.
You are baby.
Yeah. And also because of the environment, it was like that. So, like, I remember ruining my clothes. And I was just feeling so, something in my mind is telling me, Ben, what are you doing? But I kept on saying, no, how to do this, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Bogi.
So I remember when I did into that, I remember a feeling of excitement and something new when I was doing that. Then afterwards, not even the next day, after that moment, I was just like, oh, what have I done? I felt so shameful. I felt guilty. And the feeling, when I went back to high school, everyone was like, Benja, yeah, you're the guy. But inside, I was actually guilty. And I felt so bad. And I didn't even, like, I looked back at it and I can say, if I just accepted to be rejected at that moment, Manzi, I would look back and see, what the hell was I doing?
Yeah. Fear of rejection.
Yeah.
What is that fear? Of being rejected. Yes. Don't do this. Yeah. At least. Yes. Yeah. Is there something you feel like you're missing out on because you're a Christian?
Yeah. I was missing out on two things. Girls and parties. So
It's always that. It's always the girls and the parties.
It's glamour. It's the glamour.
It's always the girls. So how do you say you don't feel like you're
married? No. Right now, I am. I think when you find pleasure in God, and you find pleasure in serving Him, all those things just fade away. Yeah. I remember secular music. Guy, I loved secular music.
Secular music. It's a whole other topic.
Yep.
But I think the more I familiarize myself with the things of God, that's when these things just started fading away. Nowadays, when I listen to secular music, nikelele, it's just too much noise for me. Yes. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I think for me, FOMO, I think a lot of things, that I feel like, because that's also a big struggle for me, finding the balance between things that I want. I feel like I'm missing out on, but I can't do them. It's a lot. Saying, so, you know, you want to do something like, when we're in high school, I'm a primary, you can't eat WWJD. What will Jesus do?
Yes.
What will Jesus do? Your time will come. What will Jesus do? So I've always had that conflict in my head. Like, if I want to do something, so there's a lot of things. Of course, partying. Partying, going out, just clubbing, listening to secular music on the TV, like, affects me a lot. I'm like, is there, like, can we gamble on that? Can we, like, kidogo to, and then I go back to this? So it's really a lot, but I think it's trusting the process. Yes. Like, I'm taking it easy on myself. Yeah. I'm taking it easy on myself. Yeah. The things that I can do, I feel like I can miss out on. Like, kuna zenye sana resist the temptation. I feel like, it's not a must. So for me, it's, I struggle with it a lot, finding the balance and whatnot. I feel like I'm almost missing out. Mm-hmm. It really affects me a lot, but I'm finding the balance. I'm trusting the process. I'm really like taking it easy on myself. Yeah. Like, okay, I'm going to get there.
That's it.
What else? How about it? This thing. I think I started talking about it. Like, things people say at the people who don't go to church, that is, that it's not a must for me to go to church. As long as I know God, I have God in my heart. As long as I know God, as long as I believe in God, I know that there's a supreme being.
Yeah.
Is that enough?
No, that's not enough.
Yeah,
no,
it's not.
Boom, drops my Tufunge episode apasai. Tufunge episode apasai. So it's not enough?
No, it's not enough. Let me talk about two scriptures. The first one is Proverbs. The Bible says, as iron sharpens iron, so we sharpen the countenance of one another. And then the book of Acts, they met. Yeah, they didn't say now that we have the Holy Spirit, we don't need each other. So the Bible says, actually say they met in the temple courts and they fellowshipped. Yeah, so fellowship is important, because when you go, you hear somebody has your struggle and you learn from them. So that's where the iron sharpen iron comes. You actually empathize or sympathize with somebody, what they are going through. You find you are also going through that. And like the Bible says, two cannot walk together unless they agree. So church is important.
It's not enough.
Yes, yes.
It's not enough at you. Yes. On Sunday, once I mean, at times I don't, at I this thing about, I'm joining church online. It's not enough. Sorry to all those people who do that.
But no, you have to. You have to.
It's not enough. That thing that comes just being in church, being with other believers, worshiping together, praying together. It's Sunday, you're in your house, you're listening to gospel music, and then you're like, I'm going to join church online. Sorry for those people who do that, but for me, I'm like, it's not enough. There's that feeling, feeling that comes with worshipping together with your fellow believers, being in church with the fellow believers, because the Kunaile segment are children, there's the children's church, there's the youth church. So that's why the church has those things. There's the safari, even groups of the church that they help you develop spiritually. So for me, I think your story, as long as I know God, as long as I pray, there are people who say that as long as me I pray, as long as I believe in God, as long as I know God, I'm good. That's why the church is there. I think, as much as even me, I'm not saying like I'm perfect, like I go to church 365 days a year. Of course not. But I try to be in church. I try. As much as kuna time wezi pia unajoin to online, so but there's that feeling of going to church, being with other fellow believers. Do you agree?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I believe. You see, the thing is, none of us will grow on your own. Actually, none of us can grow on our own. We all need each other. And the thing is, about church is like, yes, you may decide that I'm not going to church, I just read the Bible and all that. But there's something that Mike knows that I don't know. There's something I know that Mike doesn't know. So for me, it's mostly even for Manze, even when you're in your struggles, how are you going to tell someone who doesn't have a God to uplift him, he doesn't believe in God, he's in the same darkness and hopelessness state as you? You need someone to uplift you. Not to say we're perfect, because I'm not going to say that I'm perfect or anything like that. But I know that we all need each other, and the purpose of church is for all of us to help each other.
Mm. Yeah, because there's that community feeling, that familiarity that comes with having your community, having that community church behind you. I learned that last year, like you don't have like people and that community of people like surrounding you. So I feel like that community, having that community of people of the church, like having those, because me and Ambianga said there are no people who support each other like people from the same church. Politics, the same parties, people from the same church, they'll come support through for you, even than your parents, even than your siblings. People from church, like, come come through for me. Shout out to my friends from church. I have to shout them out. There's Dennis, but what's the second name? There's Dennis. He's a good friend of mine from church. I may come through for me, man. You may come through for me. You may come through for me. Like, we talk a lot. We have that support. There's Dennis. There's Nick. Wilson. Like, there's that community. Like, they're like my brothers. That having that. I was even telling my cousins last year, like, I went back to church because I needed that community surrounding me. I didn't have someone like to talk to. Like, I needed that community. So, you guys, it makes a difference. It really makes a big difference. Being in church, going to church with their fellow believers. So you guys, you can see how this conversation is like a whole lot. It's a big conversation. I don't even think we're gonna have time to finish this conversation, because I have a lot to talk about. If I show you my notes, I have a lot to talk about. We have to talk about now. We are talking about being in church. We're gonna talk about how is it being a Christian.
Yeah.
How do you navigate life as a young Christian, as a youth, as a Gen Z? Because I see Gen Z. Hey man, it's crazy. It's crazy for us Gen Z. So how do you navigate how do you navigate life as a Christian in this generation?
Yeah.
It's not a conversation for one day, for one sitting. So I'm thinking of doing a part one and part two. Yeah, you guys, I think this is gonna be part one, and then we're gonna do part two, because yo, we got a lot to say. Yeah, I have a lot to say. So yeah. I think we're gonna finish with how to find a church. How to find a church?
Okay.
Yeah. Now we've already identified, like, yeah, okay, how do you know, what does salvation mean to you? We have known what salvation means to us. What does, did you start going to church and that one? Now we're in church, we've already said, no, we don't want to just praise God in, we have to go to church. Mm-hmm. Now how do we find that church?
This is a conversation that I don't think people are ready to have.
You're like, ready.
Now, you have to have a conviction before you choose a church. There's a lot of theatrics going on. There's a lot of theatrics going on. So the first thing is you find a conviction, and that conviction will lead you to the right church. I've seen people, I'm not saying it's wrong, I've seen people following all these miracles that are happening, stage manage and all that. So that's why it's really important for you to have a conviction that will lead you to the right place that you'll be able to grow. Yeah. So how do I find a church? That church has to be, number one, not judgmental. Yeah. There's a pastor who was saying how we chase young people out of church. Yeah, some of them come drunk. We tell the ushers, chase those ones away. Some of them come not dressed well.
And those are the people you need. Yes.
Those are your target audience as a pastor. And the pastor was saying, we don't need to chase them. We need to have a loving arm for them. Yeah. So a church that is not judgmental, like we've talked about, a community of belief, a family. Because that's what a church is, a family.
Yeah.
Yes. Where people grow together. And I think lastly, a church that preaches God's word. Yeah. And you just know God's word.
Yeah, there are a lot of churches springing up these days.
Yes, yes.
You heard about that story from that other church that I don't want to mention those pastors. So you guys, be keen when you're finding a church.
Because and that's why the conviction is really, really important.
There's a lot of politics in churches nowadays.
So you find a church that preaches genuine word of God. Yeah, you'll just, when you are a believer and you read
panda
the word.
Mbegu, panda mbegu.
Yeah. Panda mbegu. So suddenly those things are not biblical. The planting a seed. Why should I plant a seed? Why am I planting a seed?
Why?
Are we farmers? But anyway, So that's my take. Yes.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Very true. Because a lot of churches will be coming up nowadays.
It's crazy.
Hey, it's crazy. So you have to be really keen on when you're finding your own church, because squeezy churches are business. Church have been turned to business.
Yeah.
Church especially have been turned to politics. There are a lot of politics going around in churches. So you have to just be extra keen when you're finding a church. Like a lot of shenanigans going on. So the church is like, I think the church is always like a very sensitive topic. It's all, like, thing much as church religion, they're always so sensitive.
Yeah.
People always like, people don't want to talk about that.
Yeah.
It's time for us to talk about it. It's a new generation.
It's
because I don't know if you guys have noticed, but there's this new generation of us young people who love God. Miss G kama kuna hii effect mwafikia, but kuna new generation, new era. There's this era, that is coming up of young people who just want to know God, who want to just love God, and for them, like, it's crucial for them to just find the right church. I think, it's so crucial. So, you guys, what do you have anything to add? Another thing, how to find a church? Yeah,
For me, I see how to find a church. Find a church where the gangsters bring gangsters, pimps, prostitutes, thugs, scammers. You know what I'm saying? That the church is for sinners. It's not for perfect people.
Yeah, it's for sinners.
So if you want, I think a church should be a place where it actually accepts us sinners, and us broken people, and us people from the darkness to Christ. And if Christ is alive, or if Christ is alive now in this era, any belief will be our guy. And the reason why you hang with thieves and murderers and thugs is because they relate to our struggle. That's a church. Love you the way you are.
So it's really crucial. I don't know if you guys have heard about, it's a little topic, but you guys heard about the T.B. Joshua story?
Yes, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, those things are scary. Me, that's scary to me. So it's really crucial.
It's
finding the right church. The T.D. Jakes story even came out.
Yes.
Those are big people that we look up to. Mm-hmm. Remember, I always to grow up listening to T.D. Jakes. YouTube, skizeni preaching. T.D. Jakes concert. I remember when I was in high school. My CRE teacher was a big fan of T.B. Joshua. I don't know if have you guys even heard of T.D. Jakes' story? T.B. Joshua?
Yeah.
Yo, those things are crazy. I was like, the first time I was in denial, I was like, no, this can't be true. These are people we grew up listening to. Yeah. I remember when I was a kid, if T.D. Jakes is preaching on the TV, you have to shut up.
Yeah.
Everyone is shut up and listen. Learn. Yeah. So, these stories that are really coming up, I can't speak about them because I don't have the facts. Mm-hmm. I don't have the facts. I don't have the evidence. But you know, now that people are, it's bringing like us believers, like we are doubting ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're doubting our church. We're doubting who we are following. Mm-hmm. We're doubting who like we're listening to their sermons, because those are people. I remember even when I was in high school, my CRE teacher, every reference was T.B. Joshua. Have you listened to T.B. Joshua? And in fact, I had to go back home and research T.B. Joshua. In fact, if there's someone who's hurt about this T.B. Joshua story, I think it's my CRE teacher.
Yeah.
To wherever he is, he's hurting. That man is really hurting. So we used to like listen to those people, T.B. Joshua, T.D. Jakes, and now things are coming up. So I think like it's really crucial to find, to know who you're listening to.
Yes,
the churches
yes.
that you're following.
Yes,
the churches
yes.
that you attend. Because, you might be following the wrong people, the wrong person at the wrong time. So your T.D. story, T.D. Jakes, that's T.D. Jakes story, T.B. Joshua story that are really coming up. For me, I've not even digested it yet fully. I'm like, I'm waiting for the facts because, it's hurting. It's really hurting. It's crazy. So finding a church, you guys, it's really important. Finding that is your community. That is your family. That is where you want to grow spiritually.
Yeah.
So you see, like the church, the religion, the pastor, it's a big topic. And you guys, it's a whole lot. And I think you're going to stop this part one here. Yeah. Because, it's 7. It's like almost 7:30. So we're going to stop the part one here. But now we have stopped at finding the church. The next episode is like, now we have found our church.
Yeah.
What next?
Yeah.
What next after finding our church? Yeah. What next? So, what goes on there? So, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
It was fun.
It was nice.
How was the conversation?
Great.
It was deep. It was things to do with God. That's what I will say. Me, things to do with God, religion, church. They go deep. Don't joke about it. Mm. Yeah. So, this was a lovely conversation.
Wow. Thank you.
You guys for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Hope you guys come back. I don't know, part two. When should we do part two?
Well, me, I'm coming for sure.
Part two, we're going to do it next month because this is the last week of January. So I think we're going to do it next month in, I think, February. I'm going to communicate. I think I'm going to, the panel is going to be bigger because the conversation is getting hotter.
Yeah.
I think we should even call a pastor here.
Yeah, we can look for a pastor. Yeah, we can. We can get a pastor.
Which pastor?
Pastor Felix.
We can
get a pastor.
Part two, we are bringing a pastor. So, guys, watch out for Patrice. It's gonna come soon. So, thank you to Mike and Benja for coming.
Sure,
hey, thank you for having
us. You guys, thank you. Shout out. And Derek is out there. Derek is a good friend of mine from church too, so he's here to support us. So, shout out to you, Derek.
Yeah.
So, we're gonna stop here because me and Kesa Kongesi Manzang. Let's stop here. Shout out to you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope it has fingered you somewhere. I hope you have learned something from it. Hope it has it was an insightful conversation. And watch out for part two. This is episode 54. Yeah. Watch out for part two. It's going to come out in February. I think 2 weeks from now. Yeah. I'm going to organize it soon. Sindo? The first week of February, it's gonna come out. So shout out to all the speakers, shout out for you for tuning in, for listening. And if you watch till here, remember to subscribe. Usi watch content ya mtu bure, surely uko na roho chafu aje na wewe ni mtu wa kanisa.
Bonyeza.
umeshasikitisha kupreachia hapo unataka kutoka bila kusubscribe. Sure. Kwako na roho safi, kwako na roho. So yeah, you guys subscribe, like, share, comment, interact with me, follow me on my social media platforms, Unspoken Podcast KE and at Awino Awiti on all social media platforms. Join our Telegram community. I always say this thing daily. Join our Telegram community. A lot of insightful conversations over there. Unspoken Podcast community. Just search on Telegram, Unspoken Podcast community. Nilikuwa nataka kusema pay bill number lakini nikakumbuka tumetoka kuongelea
watu watatoa sadaka. Watu watoe sadaka.
Toa ni sadaka. Watu watoe. Hatuwezi kwa tumeelimisha hivyo na mkosi kutoa sadaka. Tutaweka till number. Hey, but you guys, this was fun. I'll see you on the next episode. You guys have a party shot?
Yeah. Let me say we need to move from Christianity being a religion to it being a relationship.
Ooh,
yes. Because when we see it as a relationship, then it will be easier for us. We'll find the right church. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Parting shots, God loves you. Just
oh, siongei sana. God loves you all. See you on the next sermon.
Yeah.
I love you guys. Thank you for watching. Adios.
Bye.
Hey.
Bye.
Bye-bye.